AircheckDownloads.com.
24 hours a day, take it to Red Bull Gold.
Let's go with Cher and the Shoop Shoop song. Before that, classic from Billy Fury, Stevie Wonder and Sir Duke, starting our three in a row. Here's a bit of the Sunday soapbox for you. Let's stand on our soapboxes together. We're going to go anti-TV now. Does TV ruin your life? One thing I was thinking of this week, everybody gets so carried away with the Gogglebox. And have you noticed, when you go round to someone's house and they leave the TV on, that all conversation stops. And you're sort of looking at the screen as if there's some divine inspiration is going to come out of the TV. And nobody can have a conversation because it's on and it's looking at you, so you've got to look at it. So my suggestion for you this week is to try and ditch your TV for just one day and see if you can survive. Can you do it? I wonder. By the way, while you're at it, I think radio's a good alternative. There goes Gold with Jackie Trent and then 10cc and Dreadlock Holiday. If you're about to be jetting off to sunnier climes, and I'm dead jealous if you are, don't forget your request at the checking desk. Two tickets to wherever our luggage is going.
Be like a lady.
Rose Gold with the Temptations and Treat Her Like a Lady. Just glad it isn't another bank holiday tomorrow, aren't you? You know, I was mentioning the other week about car boot sales, and I always seem to find myself with nothing to do on bank holidays, trugging around these places and then buying stuff that you'll never, ever use. So I did it again, went and bought yet another hand-painted porcelain figure. Thought, that looks really nice. And when you get home, you think, where on earth am I going to put that? And what on earth does it go with? And there's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can do. I've now come to the fact that I've got a car boot sale addiction, and maybe there's some tablets for it.
Hello, little girl.
So let's go with the Beatles, Love Me Do. Clue number four in our celebrity search. Give you the clues we've had so far. Clue one, we said he's a meticulous man. Everything he does, he has to do properly. He says, when I'm focusing on something, I cannot shift my attention. Clue two, he opted in the early days for repertory theatre. He was a gardener and a busker. He even had a stint on the BBC children's programme, Play Away. Clue three, he managed to fail all his A-levels. His headmaster wrote, God knows what he will do. And his headmaster's a bit sick at the moment. His hero was Peter O'Toole, and films became an obsession to him. Here's clue four. By 1971, he was singing his way to martyrdom as John the Baptist in Godspell. That's clue number four. By 1971, he was singing his way to martyrdom as John the Baptist in Godspell. Here's a few people who it isn't. It isn't the singer from Right Said Fred, or Bruce Forsyth, or Barry Manilow, or Patrick Moore, or Lord Litchfield, or Chris Eubank, or Paul Daniels, or Dick Millington, or Tony Blair. It's not Frankie Vaughan, or Oliver Reed. It's not Brian Cairns. It's not Leo Sayer, or Rob McTell, or John Thor, or Rod Hull.
When the soul starts getting me down.
Across the Northwest on 999 AM, this is Lancashire's Red Rose Gold.
The 3 o'clock news, this is Siobhan Harris.
With MPH Windows.
And lovely weather to get the car vacuum out this afternoon. Mostly sunny, just light winds around and temperatures a pleasant 17 degrees tonight. Dry and cloudy, your lowest temperature no lower than 7 degrees.
Painting is a thing of the past with MPH Roofline.
Northwest weather from Windows Gold.
Aidan Bracken on Red Rose Gold. Classic hit on 999 AM.
Baby. Red Rose Gold with Bobby V. Take good care of my baby. Bobby Darin starting the whole shebang off. And in the middle there with a touch of the old Americana 57 Chevrolet from Billy Joe Spears. Don't you wish actually over in Lancashire we could be a little like America? Don't you wish we could have a drive-in movie every Saturday night in the summer months, just like America? You could drive up there in your Reliant Robin and tackle the latest films. I had a nasty experience, actually, the other year when I was in America. I went to one of those drive-in movies in a taxi. The film cost me £165. Very good, though. Good value for money, I say. Red Rose Gold with Marv Johnson, and I'll pick a rose for my rose. Good job her name was Rose, eh? Red Rose Gold and the Lancashire Early West Training and Enterprise Council are involved at the moment in a grand challenge, a £2 million job challenge to create that many jobs in the low-tech area. They can give you guidance, they can give you support, and they can help you along the way. If you're an employer with vacancies and you'd like to know more about what low-tech can offer you, here's a number that you need to know. 0800 716 022, and they'll tell you more. Low-tech will. 0800 716 022, if you've a vacancy or two. There goes Gold with that, Carly Simon and Your So Vain. Here's a... You ready for a good laugh? Look, has your Sunday not been so good, dear? Has your Sunday not been so good? Do you want a damn good laugh? Take a listen to this. This is one of the most strange stories I've heard about marital difficulties. There's a Mr. and Mrs. Well, let's just call them Doris and Albert. And let's protect the guilty, eh? But Doris and Albert were last week granted a divorce after 26 years of marriage. Doris told the court... I can't cope with this. Doris told the court that Albert ran around naked playing the tambourine outside their house whenever she rejected his sexual advances. Albert countered in court by saying that Doris charged him £4 every time they slept together. And the judge on the divorce said irreconcilable differences had applied. That's about the most irreconcilable I've ever heard. Not the neighbours, though. Naked man outside, racking the tambourine. Oh, it's all right. Doris has just turned him down again.
I was not looking for this. Earcheckdownloads.com.